Food for thought for Friday, June 18th.
It is June 18th. Coming up.
No, it's today.
It is June 18th.
There are some new food guidelines coming out from the Health and Human Services Department, the whole point of which they're looking for Americans to maintain healthy weight. So these nutritional guidelines are calling for whole grains, fruits, vegetables, moving more toward a plant diet, more so than what has been advocated in the past, but also including moderate amounts of lean meat, mm-hmm. poultry, and eggs. There was also, in this recommendation by a panel, decreasing sodium intake. Right now, the current level, federally, they have set at 2,300 milligrams a day. Mm. And now this panel suggested that that go to 1,500. And along with that, drinking fewer beverages containing sugar. Mm. So I'm sure they're looking at soft drinks.
I think that's a good thing to look at.
Or pop. Or from some places in the listening area, soda. So, yeah. Whole grains, fruits, and vegetables.
Back to the basics. As I was studying last night and this morning, you know, just understanding what makes the body have the stamina and the health to go forward and keep that nutrition level where it belongs is we have to have a higher plant-based diet than we do a protein-based diet. Protein was meant to be the smaller portion on the plate, about the size of a deck of cards. That's it. Problem is, we're into these ginormous pieces of steak and we've really got to size down a little bit more there and pump it up in the fresh fruits, fresh vegetables area.
Yeah, and that serving, all servings really, about the size of your fist.
Exactly, yes. Well, it depends on what size your fist is, I guess, you know.
True.
Some men can justify that 20-ounce steak.
If I went along with what my grandfather's hand was, it would probably be about the size of a large softball.
Yeah, no, let's not go there. Let's just go
I'd
with
be
that.
Very fat.
Yeah, let's go with that deck of cards size. You know, like a 4 to 5 ounce piece of meat and, you know, 3 to 4 servings of fresh fruits, fresh vegetables, and then, you know, combining things in the proper balance. And more beans and legumes, that type of thing. Whole grains.
Today, I'm sure that the American dinner plate is much larger than what it used to be. So if you actually went along with those deck of cards, it may look like
it disappeared.
Your meal's very small.
Well, really, I mean, if you look at there's a book called French Women Don't Get Fat. I love this book. It's amazing. If you look at their serving size and their plates and their just, you know, they are just as much as we are in how it's presented, the presentation of the meal. But yeah, they don't have that 12 by 12 dinner plate. You know, they're going to have this petite, beautiful, a nice china plate, and it's going to have this little piece of meat over here kind of off-balanced a little bit to the side. And then all the way around it, the steamed and roasted vegetables and the salad. And, you know, we have a salad bowl and a fruit bowl, and we have a meat and potato plate, and we have a Jell-O plate. I mean, have you ever noticed how much we do that here in America? We've got a plate for everything, and we are over-consuming because we're not really stopping to look at the whole amount of what we're eating. If you keep doing all this stuff in all these increments, obesity doesn't take long.
And the person in this study, Rear Admiral Penelope Slade Sawyer, Health and Human Services Department, said the goal was cutting calories while providing necessary nutrients. So eating the right foods but in the right amounts is part of the goal of this. And they also mentioned that school breakfasts and lunch were part of those because obesity, they say, among children has tripled in the past 30 years.
Well, and here's another reason, you know, why we see that happening. Because we have inundated our taste buds with so much sodium and sugar and MSG chemicals and preservatives and that type of thing, what happens is we really don't taste the amazing flavor of so many of these fresh fruits and fresh vegetables. So because they're wanting the kids to like this, there's so much sauces and gravies and in stuff added to it that that continue, that further inundate the taste bud. And so we don't even know what real food is supposed to taste like. You know, I'll hear people say, oh, that gravy Swiss mushroom and onion burger was, you know, so amazing. Now, take a step back and look and see what was in that amazing gravy and Swiss burger. It had upwards of 1,000 milligrams of sodium in it. It's got fat content, and it's not just good fat from the meat. It's all this other stuff that they're putting into it because they're going to pump it up and make you think it tastes better than it does. And so what is all being added to that in terms of anti-nutrition is just continuing us in the cycle. I mean, we're setting ourselves up for the same failure over and over again because we don't know what good food really tastes like and what it's supposed to taste like. We got to go back and be a little more like the purist, you know. Don't think you have to have all those gravies and sauces and whatever. Start with a good product to begin with. And, you know, you can add some nuts and grains and granolas and whatever to your fresh fruits. That is, you know, that will bring out that flavor also. Give you a little bit of that sugar, you know, you want, if you're making it with a real maple syrup and honey, which is what we use for the base of our granola. And, you know, let that enhance instead of all of these fake chemicals and processed sugars and that type of thing.
And you were mentioning a burger. If you think that going to a restaurant that's not a fast food restaurant, you know, someplace that takes maybe 20 minutes for you to get your food, you think that that's kind of
a better way to go? No.
Salt content can be astronomical.
In many cases, it is.
It's all pre-made.
Exactly. What they do is they bring it to a particular stage, okay? Like, I don't want to mention any names of any restaurants in particular, but a lot of the stuff comes in, and it has been heavily salted and seasoned, not necessarily with what we would say a good seasoning. And it's just all they want to do is they want them – the cooks there to just take that and flash it over the grill and say, ta-da, it's done.
And if you go to restaurant A in Kalamazoo and then go to restaurant B in Jacksonville, Florida, and it's the same chain, the burger's going to taste the same.
It's going to taste the same.
You expect it, say, hey, you know, I like this kind of burger, so you're always going to get that same experience, but the trade-off is...
The trade-off is you're taking in a lot of chemicals, calories, and junk, because you think it tastes good. And honestly, if people would begin to cleanse the palate and to purify things a little bit more, you know, drinking, getting away from the soda, drinking more water and eating more fresh, pretty soon you will see that you're going to crave those types of things instead of all of the junk that's been so seasoned and so modified to keep you hooked. That's the difference, is food was not meant for you to be addicted. When chemicals and preservatives are put in there, an addiction happens. When you're eating just the pure, good food, it's not an addiction. It is, I'm hungry, and it's time to fill that hunger, to take care of that pang. It's not, I've got to have it, and if I don't get it now, that's called withdrawal.
And I think more schools these days, you're going to find that the lunches are coming in a box.
Oh, yeah.
Because there's so many kids, and it's a lot cheaper for them to ship it in. I was lucky enough that I went to a high school that a lot of the stuff was still fresh. I mean, they had a poultry truck pull up every couple days, and you can tell that a lot of this stuff, okay, the cranberry sauce, you could still see the rings from the can, but...
Oh, most of us are going to remember that.
Yeah, but for the most part, lucky to have meals that were prepared for the most part there.
Mm-hmm.
But I think especially maybe in larger schools, you wouldn't see that.
Yeah. Well, and again, the schools are catering to the children's taste buds, and it's what... You know, that addiction did not start in the school. That addiction starts at home. And so when we're pulling everything out of a box and tossing it in front of our kids, and now they go to, you know, and then we're doing that from age one on, and now they go to school, why do kids throw away their school lunches? Well, because at home, they've been conditioned to eat this type of food, and nothing else is going to taste good to them. And so it's taking it back home and get these kids off to a good start, and then we don't have to worry about all of that kind of stuff down the road.
Recipe of the day. Do you have a burger recipe? Because I have burger on the
you
mind
know,
now.
Do you? Well, you know what's really yummy? We do a turkey burger that is absolutely amazing. And boy, pull out that grill. It's time. And so you take like a really good crouton or bread. I like to use my homemade bread. And get that dried down and crunch it up. And put that in there with some red onion. And now I like kicking chicken. I found that at Walmart. It's hard to find now, but it's really good in there because it's got a little bit of a pepper flake and whatever, and it adds a lot of flavor. And make that into a burger. You can add egg to it if you want to get a little more protein in there. And put that on the grill. That is one amazing burger. And get that on a homemade roll, and you've got a tremendous start to a meal. You need a salad or, you know, some steamed vegetable to go along. Asparagus is really good right now. Green beans, carrots, that type of thing would complete that type of a meal. Served marinated chicken breast last night that just went over like gangbusters and just made a good homemade maple balsamic. I'm seeing that look in your eye, Alan. Maple balsamic vinaigrette, and marinated those chicken breasts overnight and then grilled them. And wow, we went through a ton of those. They melted in your mouth. Oh, I got an extra one in the kitchen. It's yours.
Okay. Hey, thanks a lot, Sherry.
Okay, thank you.